The responsorial psalm today says, "Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord." And the house of the Lord is the church, which the scripture also calls the household of God. And so we are blessed to belong to this supernatural family called the church. And because this is a family, there is also a mother of the family, and that is the Blessed Virgin Mary, who is mother of the church and our spiritual mother. And we see that the first reading today, St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians, beautifully talks about this, right? He talks about, "So that we may no longer be infants, but come to mature manhood, to the extent of the full stature of Christ, the building up of the body of Christ." So at baptism, we are all incorporated into this mystical body of Christ. But again, that is at the moment of baptism, we are spiritual infants. Okay, grace is at its bare minimum level in our soul. And so we are meant throughout the course of our lifetime to become spiritually mature, that this grace in our souls fully grows and flourishes, so that we're not only observing the commandments and maintaining this grace in our souls, but that we're actually practicing heroic virtue, that the gifts of the Holy Spirit are very active in us, and that we are actually come to mature manhood to the extent of the full stature of Christ. This is what it means. And Our Lady, as our spiritual mother, is very much responsible for this growth of grace within our souls. Okay, each has been given particular graces according to the gift of Christ. Grace was given to each of us through the hands of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And so we should always turn to Our Lady and certainly ask for graces and to grow in faith and hope and charity and all of the other virtues. And we do need to ask for these graces. Remember the apparition of the miraculous medal when St. Catherine Labouret, she saw Our Lady's hands spread out like this and rays of light coming from her fingertips. But not all of those rays reached the earth. And St. Catherine asked, "Why do some of the rays reach the earth and others do not?" And Our Lady said, "The ones that do not reach the earth are the graces that I want to give, but that nobody asks for." And so I think it's a good practice every day to ask Our Lady to give us personally all of the graces that she wants to give us this day. And that brings us to the gospel, where our Lord is talking about those who are not cooperating with grace, the grace of conversion, the grace of faith, and the grace of good works for the glory of God. And so he goes on to explain these situations in which the Galileans are punished by God. And then he says, "Do you think that because these Galileans suffered in this way, they were greater sinners than all the other Galileans?" And he says, "But I tell you, they were not greater sinners." Notice he doesn't say that they weren't sinners. He doesn't say that they didn't suffer this punishment because they weren't sinners. "But it's a warning for you." That's what he's saying. "It's a warning for you. But I tell you, if you do not repent, then you will perish as they did. Or how about those people upon whom the Tower of Siloam fell?" Okay, that didn't somehow happen apart from the will of God, right? The hairs on our head are numbered. Not a bird falls from the sky unless it's permitted by our Heavenly Father. And so how about when a tower falls and kills 18 people? Is that somehow outside of the bounds of God's providence? It's not. Okay, and we need to... And so what does our Lord say? "Do you think they were more guilty than everyone else who lived in Jerusalem?" Notice he doesn't say that they weren't guilty. He doesn't say it wasn't a just punishment. Okay, this is the reality. We need to have a balance when we have a view of divine providence and what is happening in our world. God is infinitely just. We affirm that. That is absolutely true. He is also infinitely merciful. Okay? He's infinitely merciful in that he will forgive any sin. If we turn to him, turning from sin, convert, ask for forgiveness, receive his mercy. And he has promised that. But he hasn't promised us tomorrow to repent. And that's why our Lord says, "But I tell you, if you do not repent, you will all perish as they did." And so notice the rest of the gospel talks about this. Don't wait forever to convert. Don't wait forever to bear fruit in your life, right? This is the fig tree that is not producing fruit. And the person who planted it, he wants to come and cut it down. But the gardener, who is an image of our Blessed Virgin Mary, okay, she says, "Hold on, wait. Let me cultivate the ground around it and fertilize it." That's Our Lady saying to her son, who is about ready to exercise justice, right? We think about the angel in the third secret of Fatima with that flaming sword and flames coming towards the earth and him shouting, "Penance, penance, penance." And Our Lady putting up her right hand and absorbing those flames on our behalf. That's what Our Lady is doing in today's gospel. "I shall cultivate the ground around it. I shall fertilize it." That is, Our Lady is going to pray for us. She's going to send us graces, enlightenments, strength. And it may bear fruit in the future. That is, if the free will then corresponds to the graces it is now receiving. But if it doesn't, you can cut it down. Okay? It doesn't go on forever. Our lifetime in this world has a limited extent. And so, we want to turn to Our Lady, ask her to give us all of the graces that she wants to give us today. And we want to correspond with them with a generous and good heart to bear fruit for the glory of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.